former Starcom personality, veteran broadcaster Maurice Norville lay to rest this morning. The Labour Minister urges employers to prioritise hiring of people living with disabilities. A woman jailed for the 2007 murder after the judge cites extreme cruelty. And Barbados and West Indies all-rounder Jason Holder speaks to Starcom Network from Abu Dhabi after his record-catching contract with the Indian Premier League. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. A man of high standards, patience, loving and kind. That's how Maurice Norville was remembered this morning as an exemplary individual committed to his family, friends and career with unshakable loyalty. Loved ones and colleagues gathered at the Coleridge Memorial Chapel dressed in green to match a splendid green casket where several tributes were delivered by colleagues from both the media and the insurance fraternity. Delivering the eulogy, his daughter, Claire Norville Buckland, spoke fondly of the love and desire her father had for people.
He gave of his time, his talent, his money. He loved people and he used money. He never had it in him to turn that equation around and love money while using people. Yet, some who think they knew him may consider him to have been a flirt, to have been cocky, selfish, or overbearing. He meant harm to no one. His overall aim was to make a positive difference in the life of the maximum number of people, especially those very close to him. For him, the overriding desire was peace and quiet, even solitude. The loved ones that he's left behind pray that he has found it at last. Love you, Dad.
Daughter of the late Maurice Norville, Claire Norville Buckland. General Manager of Starcom Network Incorporated, Anthony Green, spoke of the late Maurice Norville's influence and his impact across Barbados in broadcasting.
Maurice thoroughly enjoyed his time on radio, and he was deliberate in his music selection and generous in celebrating others on air. I recall that Maurice kept a list of birthdays and anniversaries, and you can imagine that the time that he would have spent on radio over the years, that list was long, very long and thick. And he enjoyed sharing birthdays and anniversaries and milestones of others, bringing joy to them. His commitment to the Starcom network was unwavering. He was available. Maurice was reliable. And his dedication helped provide meaningful continuity, bridging the days of Radio Fusion and Star Radio to the era of the Voice of Barbados. There is no doubt that his steady presence contributed to the dominance of VOB 92.9 FM and its loyal listenership. An outstanding broadcaster, now silent. One whose speech was so nurtured that he never relied on ahs and uhs, but on meaningful pauses that enhance his delivery.
General Manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green, paying tribute to the late broadcaster and insurance executive, Maurice Norville. May he rest in peace. In other news, Minister of Labour, Colin Jordan, is calling for a major shift in Barbadian workplaces to better include people with disabilities. Speaking this morning at an employee's disability sensitivity training workshop at the Marriott Hotel, Minister Jordan urged employers to make disability inclusion a priority, not an afterthought.
We are really talking about underscoring a collective commitment, a commitment that attempts to include everyone, to foster an equitable world of work so that everybody who is alive can be included. As Minister of Labour, I affirm government's obligation to advance disability inclusion, not as a marginal initiative, but as a fundamental pillar of our social and economic development. Inclusion of people with disabilities or people living with disabilities is fundamental to achieving both decent work and social justice. And those are two pillars that our approach to labor management, to people development, sit on.
Minister of Labor, Social Security, and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, in the lunchtime edition. A High Court judge says manslaughter cases can show greater cruelty than murder, a point highlighted yesterday as Hanifa Reza White was sentenced for killing her former best friend some 18 years ago. Justice Pamela Beckles imposed a starting sentence of 30 years in prison for the murder of Julene Bryan, who was stabbed in the neck outside her home back in May 2007. The judge said the location of the injury showed a clear intention to kill or cause serious bodily harm. After deductions for mitigating factors, including White's previously clean record, time on remand, and delays in the case, she will serve just over 23 years behind bars. Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett believes a miscommunication may have led to the United States imposing travel restrictions on Dominicans. The move, announced by U.S. President Donald Trump, places Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda among CARICOM countries facing full or partial entry restrictions from January 1st next year, citing concerns over citizen-by-investment programs without residency requirements. Prime Minister Skerrett says Dominica has already worked closely with U.S. authorities to strengthen oversight of its CBI program, including recent legislative changes made with American support. Separately, Prime Minister Gaston Browne said, quote, "We are deeply disappointed by the Twin Islands nation's inclusion, especially considering they have spent the past 10 years working closely and constructively with several departments of the U.S. Barbados and former West Indies all-rounder Jason Holder secured a contract yesterday of $1.5 million for the IPL 2026 auction, to be played, of course, next year in the in Gujarat Titans, and that will be played in India next year. The Tarim Barbadian drew strong interest from franchises including Chennai Super Kings before the Titans won the bidding, reflecting on his value as a seasoned T20 performer. Speaking to Starcom Network, Holder said he's glad to be back and is also looking forward to making a major impact for the West Indies next year.
Very, very happy to be back in the IPL. It's been 2 years off, but yeah, the year that I've had, and you know, since coming back off injury, you know, I've been doing a pretty good job of staying fit and healthy, and then obviously performing on the field. So it's just been really good to contribute, firstly to West Indies cricket, and obviously our T20 year, and then obviously in franchise cricket, you know, doing as well I've done over the entire year. So just really happy that the hard work has paid off. But I think the hard work now has now begun, in a sense where, you know, we've got big assignments in the new year. Obviously, West Indies duties, hopefully to lift the World Cup, and then obviously into the IPL. So, yeah, just really happy.
That's Barbados and West Indies all-rounder Jason Holder speaking following his mega signing at the IPL auction yesterday. Our top stories. Former Starcom personality and veteran broadcaster Maurice Norville, remembered as a man full of love, patience and humility, as he's laid to rest this morning. The Labour Minister urges employers to prioritise the hiring of people living with disabilities. A woman jailed for the 2007 murder after the judge cites extreme cruelty. And Barbados and West Indies all-rounder Jason Holder speaks to Starcom Network from Abu Dhabi after his record-catching contract with the Indian Premier League. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barry Wilkinson, and thank you for the lunchtime edition of the latest news. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.